And the children of God overcome the world.
耶稣跟我们讲过，是不是？
Jesus told us.
他跟我们讲，他叫我们在他里面要有平安。在这世上，我们虽然有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So Jesus said, told us, even though there is a pain in the world, but take your heart, because I already overcome the world.
主耶稣已经得胜。
Jesus already victorious.
接下来我想看看呢，在四章7到16节的地方。
Let's look at chapter 4, 7, verses 7 to 16.
我读几个经文，我想先来看看这个。年轻孩子们，你可以看到英文吗？Yes, could you read English? You can read it. OK.
Okay.
那我就只读中文，我们不读英文了，我们可以省点时间。
Yeah.
好，那我来读几段经文啊。从4章7节开始。对，4章7节。这老约翰一开始就讲了：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们应当彼此相爱。”因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。第九节，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。第十节。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。那大家看到这边，他重复了几个字啊，彼此相爱。过去几个章节不断的讲到要彼此相爱，告诉我们，神就是爱，神就是爱啊。怎么样知道神是爱呢？因为他差他的独生子耶稣基督来到世上。叫我们能够因他得生命。
So from here we can see Apostle John repeatedly say we need to love each other and love God. Because God is love, and he sent his son live among us, and he sent his own one and only son into the world, and that we might live through him. And also, he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
同时，他讲到，不是我们爱神，是因为神先爱了我们。
He also mentioned not because we love God, and actually, it's God loved us first.
然后第11节、第12节，他又提到了我们要彼此相爱。
In the verse 12 and 11, he repeatedly say, "We need to love one another."
因为神如此的爱我们。我们也应当彼此相爱。
Because God love us so much, so we should love one another.
他跟我们讲，如果我们彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全了。
So if we love one another, God's love will in us, and the love become complete.
然后第13节的时候，他又跟我们讲。神赐给我们灵，我们知道我们是住在他里面，他还住在我们里面。
Also, in the verses 13 and 15, he mentioned, God gave us His Spirit and let us know He lived in us, and also we live in him.
第15节又提到了，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面。他也住在神里面。
On the verses 15, If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God.
你们发现不断在讲神就是爱。
We can see from here, Apostle John keep telling us God is love.
而且不断地跟我们讲，住在爱，住在我们里面的爱住在我们里面，神住在我们里面。
So he also keep telling us love is living in us, and also God is in us.
啊，我们也住在神里面，住在爱里面。
We also live in God.
这在讲什么呢？
So what is Apostle John trying to tell us?
讲说神就是爱。
So God is love.
当我们接受相信他的时候，
When we accept him,
神就住在我们里面。
So God is dwelling inside us.
我们也住在他里面。
So we also live in him.
就是我们被爱包围，被爱充满。
So in this way, we are surrounded by love and filled with love.
这个爱就完全。
So this love is complete love.
但是如果我们不把爱活出来，我们不彼此相爱，这个爱就不完全。
But if we cannot live out love and we cannot live one another, this love is incomplete.
那当然，这边不是讲说神的爱不完全。
So this looks like God's love is incomplete.
一个不完全的爱，比方就是我们不爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
The incomplete love is if we are not love our brothers and sisters.
我们不爱我们的仇敌。
We cannot love our enemies.
我们不爱不可爱的。
So we cannot love unlovables.
这都会造成爱进入一个不完全的状态。
So all those can make a love become incomplete.
当然我们知道神的爱是完全的爱。
Of course, we know God's love is a complete love.
但当我们软弱、无力把神的爱活出来的时候，
But when our weakness makes us unable to live God's love out,
我们的爱就不完全了。
Our love is not become incomplete.
我们就亏欠了神的荣耀。
So we will fall short of the glory of God.
就是在这一段要跟我们讲的，我们要彼此相爱，活出爱来，成全，达到完全，神完全的爱。
So this tells us we need to love one another and make love complete and live out glory of God.
接下来我想跟大家分享，讲到第三，就是四章十七十八节，完全的爱除去惧怕。
So next I'm going to share the third point, the perfect love drives out fear. It's verse 17 to 18.
我们一起来读这一段的经文，我觉得这个是今天的重点了。
Let's read that verses, chapter 4, verse 17, 18.
约翰一书四章十七到，我们念到十九节。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。因为惧怕里含有刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Chapter 4, verse 17 to 19. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear had to do with the punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. God. We love God because He loved us first.
我想大家可以想想，在圣经第一本书《创世纪》里面的一个伊甸园的事情。
Let's think about the first book of Bible, Genesis, in the Garden of Eden.
你们知道"害怕"这两个字啊，是谁说出来的？最早。
Do you know the word "afraid"? It's come from whose mouth first?
是他在什么状况下说出来的？
So in what situation he said that afraid?
我看到有弟兄、姐妹讲到亚当那个嘴型啊。
Yeah, I saw some brother sister know it's come from Adam.
创世纪三章十节。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 10.
当耶和华在殿里，在伊甸园。
When Jehovah is in the Garden of Eden.
他在找亚当夏娃，是不是？
He's looking for Adam and Eve.
那亚当夏娃吃了禁果以后，吃了分别善恶的树的果以后，他们怎么样？他们躲起来了，害怕躲起来了，是不是
？So after eating the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve, they hide somewhere.
所以神说：“亚当啊，你在哪里啊
？”So God said, "Where are you?"
亚当说：“我在园中听见你的声音。”我就害怕。
So Adam answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid."
我就赤身肉体，我变成了。
So because I was naked, so I hide.
从这段经文我看到啊。
Yeah, from this scripture we see.
爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚。
So there is no fear in love, because the fear comes from the punishment.
如果你在睡觉的话，这里是非常关键的地方。
So this is a crucial point.
这里讲到。惧怕主要是来自罪。
So actually, the fear is come from sin.
是犯罪造成惧怕。
So you commit a sin, so that's why you fear.
当亚当吃了分别善恶树的果，犯罪了以后，这个罪就进入整个世界。
So after Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruits.
你仔细想想看，我们在世界上面临的好多好多事情，这个惧怕的来源就是因为罪。
Yeah, if you think about we face so many challenges in the world, the root of the fear is come from the sin.
所以，约翰在第十七节跟我们讲，前面讲到爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧。
So John mentioned the love is complete, so we can fearless face the judgment.
审判的日子
the day of judgment,
就是讲到罪，因为亚当犯了罪，他害怕。
So the day of judgment is about the sin, because of Adam had a sin, so he was a fear.
这个罪进入了世界。造成好多好多可怕的事情。
So the sin, when sin comes to the world, so they have a lot of terrible things happen.
战争,
war,
死亡,
death,
经济恐慌,
so the economic panic,
失去家人,
loss of your loved one,
COVID,
the COVID, of course, yeah.
都在世界上,
they're all in this world.
爱里没有惧怕，首先要解决的问题就是罪的问题。
So the, there is no fear in love. The first thing we need to solve is the sin.
嗯，这个不只是，对不起，我按错啊。在伊甸园，我们看到害怕的事情。
So in Garden of Eden, we saw Adam had a fear.
再把圣经继续看，看到启示录。
If we keep going to the end, to the Revelation,
约翰写下了这句话。
John also wrote following.
约翰在拔摩岛看见的人子耶稣基督。
So John was in the Palm Island. He saw Jesus.
他一看到他是吓的。趴在他的脚前，像死了一样。
So he, when he saw Jesus, he was so scared that he fell at his feet, just like almost like died.
人子耶稣，他用右手按着约翰，跟他讲了什么
？So Jesus put his right hand on John and said,
不要惧怕
，Do not be afraid.
说我是首先的，我是末后的。
I'm the first and the last.
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了。
I'm the living one. I'm dead, and now look, I'm alive.
只活到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
并且拿着死亡阴间的钥匙。
And I hold the keys of the death and the Hades.
他是审判的主。
So he is the Lord of judgment.
这里。看到不只是神的审判。
So from here, we not only see God's judgment.
在伊甸园里面，在启示录这边，我看到同样的一件事情。
So in the Garden of Eden, also in the Revelation, we saw the same thing.
就是老约翰讲的，爱里没有惧怕。
Just like Apostle John told us, there is no fear in love.
我不知道你们有没有看到，爱里没有惧怕。
So we can see in love, there is no fear.
在伊甸园，你可以看到神的爱吗
？In Garden of Eden, can you see the love from God?
就是在启示录这边，我们可以看到神的爱。
Even in the Revelation, we can see the love from God.
神为亚当做了一件什么皮衣？
So,
用皮子做了一个衣服嘛，是吧
？Yeah, so God made a clothes by skin to Adam.
在启示录这边，他叫约翰不要害怕。
In Revelation, Lord told John,
他说了什么
？Don't be afraid.
我曾死过，现在又活了，
I,
且要活到永永远远。
So he said, I was dead, and now I'm alive, and forever and ever.
你看魔鬼他多厉害，他要打，他把我们这个相信耶稣基督这个世人真理整个毁坏，就是在这里面。
So you can see how terrible the Satan is. So they try to destroy our belief of Christ Jesus.
因为那敌基督的灵，敌基督就是他什么？他不承认耶稣是基督，不承认他道成肉身。
So the Antichrist, they are not confess Jesus is Christ, and they are not confess the Jesus come to this world in flesh.
这边为什么讲说耶稣讲说他曾死过又活了
？So from Revelation, we can see Jesus told us he was dead and now he alive.
这是个完美的爱。
This is a complete love.
可以。 真正把我们心底的惧怕完全除掉。
So the complete love can help us to get rid of the fear from bottom of our heart.
爱里没有惧怕，爱里没有犯罪的情形，是完全圣洁。
So in love, there is no fear. In love, we are whole, totally holy.
我们怎么样都没有罪呢？就是耶稣曾经死过。
How can live without sin just because Jesus
因
died
为
for us?
耶稣是神差了，记不记得我们刚刚读到的？父神差了他的子，为我们的罪死了，付上这个挽回祭。
So God sent His Son, died for our sin, and as the atoning sacrifice.
所以我们不用怕，我们没有罪，我们可以坦然无惧。
So we don't need to be afraid. We don't have a sin. We can face God without fearless.
有人说，耶稣死了，如果停在那边的话，就是与这个魔鬼、与罪、与死亡同归于尽。
So Jesus died for our sin. He actually died.
如果他没有复活的话，他就停止了，是不是？
If he didn't resurrection, then that's everything stopped there.
我们就没有盼望。
So we don't have any hope.
但是神怎么安慰约翰？
So let's look at how God comforts John.
现在又活了，且要活到永永远远。
So Jesus told him, I'm alive and forever and ever.
这不会叫你很兴奋吗？
So did that make you excited?
因为他就在约翰一书里面讲的，属神的儿女胜过世界，是因为耶稣基督啊。
So John told us, the children of the God overcome the world because Jesus resurrected.
恶魔的诡计就是要我们，要欺骗我们，叫我们不要相信耶稣是我们的救主，不相信耶稣道成肉身。
So the trick that Satan tried to play on us is try to convince us not to believe
当我们
Jesus.
把这个圣经的真理连在一起的时候，你会恍然大悟，说：“哦，原来是这么回事，爱里没有惧怕。”
So if we connect all the dots in the Bible, we can understand why we say there is no fear in love.
我看我们漏掉什么东西。伊甸园到启示录。我们也知道是神先爱我们，我们才能去爱啊。
So we know God loves us first, then we can love.
对，接下来我要跟大家分享圣经中有一句叫人战惊的经文。
So next I'm going to share one of the verse in the Bible, make everybody scared.
对。世上有好多事情可能会叫我们惧怕。
So there is maybe a lot of things maybe make us fear.
但圣经里面这句话是叫我非常战惊惧怕。
So this is the one make me even me fear.
就是当耶稣说他不认识我。
So this one is that Jesus told, I never knew you.
耶稣说啊，就是有一些人啊，说主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能。
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles?
然后耶稣明明地告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的，离开我去吧。
But Jesus Say, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, your evil doers.
这个是在我信仰过程里面算是一句最恐怖的话。
This verse maybe is the most feared verse in my Christian experience.
那我们想一想，我们怎么样过一个坦然无惧的生活？
So let's think, how can we live in a fearless life?
最后，我想我们再重新思想一下，这今天约翰给我们这句话里面，他要我们要认出神的灵来。
So let's review today's message. First, John told us need to be recognize the Spirit of God.
我们要有警觉，
We need to be alert.
不是一切的灵，我们都要相信。
Not all spirit we need we can breathe.
假先知、敌基督会跟我们讲一些错误的、欺骗的话。
False prophets and antichrists, they may give us a forceful message.
让我们离开那完美的爱，耶稣的爱。
Make us leave the perfect love, Jesus' love.
约翰不断地提醒我们要住在完全的爱里面。
So John keep remind us need to live in perfect love.
要我们要彼此相爱，
Love one another.
要活出爱来。
And live out of love.
然后要我们知道，在完美的爱里面可以除去惧怕。
So imperfect love can remove fear.
因为惧怕是来自犯罪后的刑罚，
So actually, fear is come from the punishment of sin.
这个犯罪就使爱不完全了，
The sin actually is a incomplete
也就是
love.
亏欠了神的荣耀。
It's also fall short of glory of God.
基督徒可不可能犯罪？
Can Christian sin?
是啊。基督徒可能犯罪，是不是？
Christian also can sin.
那我们犯罪的时候怎么办呢、啊？
So what we should do if we sin?
我们回想到这个老约翰在约翰一书告诉我们什么？
So in John, what he told us.
感谢神都把我们预备的好好的。
So thanks God, God already prepared for us.
神说他是信实是公义的，只要我们认罪。来到他面前认罪，他要赦免我们一切的不义。
So God is a faithful and righteousness, and will clean all unrighteousness if we come to Him.
然后我们又可以跟神和好。
So we can reconcile with Him.
你知道这个住在完全的爱里是很巧妙的事情。
So if you think about live in, very, very interesting.
我又要住在他里面，爱里面，他又会住在我里面。
So we can live in him, also he can live in us.
我就想想看，听到有一些现在的家庭，大家都住在同一个屋檐下面。
So think about our some family. We all live under the same roof.
我们想一想，孩子是不是在我心里？我是不是在孩子的心里？
Let's think if the children in our heart. And our parents in children's heart.
还是等到晚上警察来敲门，说你知不知道你孩子在哪里？
So is it possible, please come to your house and knock at the door, ask where is your children?
我听过这么样一个故事，就是孩子在上面睡觉啊。
I heard some story like the parents told, oh, my kids was sleeping upstairs.
然后警察把他的孩子干的坏事抓到他前面了。
So the police and take his children and bring children to his parents.
我想我们现在在家庭里面，我们必须要有这个"我在你里面，你在我里面"这样的认识。
So I think in our family, we should have you are in me in you.
彼此相爱，不是嘴巴所说。
Love each other is not just by talking.
约翰在约翰一书一开始就叫我们要与神与人相交，记不记得？
So, do you remember in the beginning of First John, he told us need to be communicate with God and also
fellowship。
fellowship with the people.
就是要有互动。
So we need live each communicate with each other.
就我就想到，我们现在都站在这个屋檐下面。
Can you imagine we all under this roof?
我要问我自己，乃培，你爱这些弟兄姐妹吗？
I will ask myself, do you love brothers, sisters?
我在准备这信息的时候，神的话就不断。你真的爱他们吗？
When I prepare this message, God's word is come out asking me, do you love them?
我们真的彼此相爱吗？
Do we really love each other?
神说要活出爱来。
God say we need to live out love.
我们可以得到那份平安与喜乐。因为主耶稣在我们里面，我们把主的爱活出来。
So we can have peace, and because Jesus is in us, we need to live out love.
世界是很可怕，
So the world is very scary.
但是在主爱里面，我们可以面对世界，我们可以面对人，坦然无惧。
But in the God's love, we can face the world and face the world without any fear.
这一下让我想到几个礼拜前志强跟我们分享的怕。
That reminds us a few weeks ago. Brother Zicheng shared a message about fear.
他说什么？不怕人，不怕，不怕钱，还要敬畏神。哎，阿门。
He had the message, don't be afraid of people, don't be afraid of money, but fear God.
不用怕，坦然无惧。完美的爱可以驱除惧怕。
No fear. The complete love will drives out fear.
我以为是结束，我还有 slide。他不听我的话。哎，小林，可以帮我放下一个吗？你们听过这个故事吗？走过急流瀑布上的钢索。
Have you heard a story about walking on the tight loop over the fast running water? Fast running waterfall.
你知道神给我们预备话语就是那么的奇妙。
You know, it's a so miracle. God walking on me when I prepare the message.
有些弟兄姐妹在上礼拜听过这个故事。
Some of brothers sisters heard this story.
你说我们一群人去看那个走钢索。
So, the story is about a group of people to see the performance.
急流瀑布上有一条钢索，一个人在上面走。
So there is a tight loop over the waterfall.
哇，大家都期待看着他，他就从东边一走到西边了。
So everyone will watch the performer from walk from east to west.
哇，走过去的大家拍手。
So everybody cheer after he walk from the east to west.
那他还要走回去啊，大家期待更精彩的，是不是？
Also, he need to do another even more exciting performance. Going back.
有什么更精彩的呢？这个走钢索的这位勇士就问说 嘿，你们下面有没有谁？我背你过去，愿意跟背我过去的，跟我举手，我带你背你过去。
So what is more exciting is that he asked the audience, say, anybody volunteer to come up, I can carry you and walk back.
有没有谁敢给他背过去？
So anyone dare to allow him to carry you?
一般小孩子比较不怕死，我们的 youth 有没有谁敢跟他过去？
So I think, yeah, everybody may be scared. Any youth may be brave enough.
哎，有个小孩举手说：“我给他背过去。
But at that time, a little child rose his hand.
这”这我刚说就背着这孩子走到又走回去了。
So the performer carried the little child and walk back.
哇，大家看的好精彩，这是最精彩的，大家拍手啊！
So there even more loud cheer, and everybody, amazed.
他们就问了这小孩子说：“你怎么敢给他背过去啊
So they asked the little child, say, "Hey, so why you are so brave to let him carry you?"
？”你知道孩子怎么说吗？
Do you know what the
他是
father?
我爸爸。
So he told the audience, "Hey, this is my father.
我相信他，
I believe him.
他能做得到。
He can do it.
我跟着他走，我不用害怕。
So I have no fear if I follow him."
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你，
Thanks, Lord.
在人生的路上。
In our life,
是有很多惧怕、很多暗淡、恐慌的事情。
so there is a many fear and a scary thing.
主啊，要不是你带着走，我不知道怎么往前走。
So Lord, if without you, I don't know what to do.
帮助我们，
Help us.
紧紧的跟随你，
We will follow you.
不要犯罪得罪你。
Don't sin don't sin against you.
谢谢你给我们，你应许我们，
So you gave us a promise.
你与我们同在，你永不离开我们。
You're always with us. Will never leave us.
求你继续牵着我们的手，
Please hold our hands continuously,
向前走。
going forward.
也在这时候，我们特别纪念没有在我们中间的弟兄姐妹。
Especially at that time, we are thinking about the brother and sister is not here.
把握每一个机会，
To grab any opportunity.
将你那完美的爱告诉他们。
So tell them your perfect love.
让我们能够面对神、面对人，存一个坦然无惧的心。
Where we can fearlessly face the world and face the people and face the God.
让我们常常住在主爱里，
To let's always live in God.
谢谢你赐给我们那喜乐、平安的心。
So thank you, give us a peaceful and a joyful
是
heart.
在你里面，
Always in you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.